Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
This is so exciting. This is just like celebrating great victories that took place for America and the American people. The forgotten people are not forgotten anymore.
So hopeful.
Yes.
8 years prior to, it didn't look that way.
Oh, it didn't look that
but
way.
God
as a matter of fact,
it.
Yeah, some of the words was fundamental religious beliefs have to be changed, and First Amendment and Second Amendment, and the Constitution was an outdated document, but not anymore.
I mean,
people, yeah, mercy, truly, it's the mercy of the Lord. But let's just take a look back, just 1 minute, to look back what took place in the first year of President Donald Trump's presidency for America. Understand, any success in Washington, D.C., it should be a success for the American people, and it was a great success. Check it out.
Each American generation passes the torch of truth, liberty, and justice in an unbroken chain all the way down to the present. That torch is now in our hands, and we will use it to light up the world. Today, I am keeping another promise by nominating Judge Neil Gorsuch. We love our police. We love our sheriff. We love our ICE officers. Together, we're going to restore safety to our streets and peace to our communities. And we're going to destroy the vile criminal cartel, MS-13, and many other gangs.
We're going to get you back and operating immediately. Thank you, whatever your governor has done. Amen.
I declare today for the world to hear that the West will never, ever be broken. Our values will prevail. Our people will thrive. And our civilization will triumph.
We will defeat radical Islamic terrorism, and we will not allow it to take root in our country. We have created more than 2 million jobs since the election. Unemployment is at a 17-year low. The stock market is at an all-time high and hit yet another all-time high, the 85th time since my election. We have cut 22 regulations for every one new regulation, the most in the history of our country.
We are going to be celebrating Merry Christmas again.
$3.2 trillion in tax cuts for American families, including doubling the standard deduction and doubling the child tax credit. The typical family of four earning $75,000 will see an income tax cut of more than $2,000, the largest tax cut in the history of our country.
We are a nation of pioneers and patriots, aviators and astronauts. We crave adventure and achievement, exploration and enlightenment. We gave birth to the modern world, and we will shape tomorrow's world with the strength and skill of American hands. Because for America, the sky is never the limit.
Night and day difference. If you remember where we were, we cannot forget where we came from. If not, we'll repeat it again.
That's right.
And it's the mercies of God. That's almost to me like Donald Trump, President Donald Trump is a Cyrus. And if you want to study Cyrus, God just touched Cyrus's heart to be able to favor God's people. And there was a window of time that God was going to shift his people into what he wanted for them. And some people are trying to project their whatever on him. It's like, it is what it is. Let's go for it. This is definitely an exciting praise report type program about all the successes that happened for America
Yes.
And during the first year of President Donald Trump's presidency, as a matter of fact, on Faith Nation, Paula White was talking about some of those things. As a matter of fact, take a look.
We look at everything from the naming of Jerusalem and the recognizing of Jerusalem to the Capitol to the National Day of Prayer to having over 1,000 faith leaders come through the White House to the Supreme Court, Justice of Neil Gorsuch to all the appointees, the most lower court appointees and nominations ever. I mean, there's just so much we could look at the tax repeal. We could look at so many things that he's done. As I sit there and look at 55 executive orders, David, I mean, what he's accomplished in a year.
What he's accomplished in a year. As a matter of fact, we have.
Yes, we do.
Thanks to, you'll tell us in a moment, a big list of 173 accomplishments
yes.
in 350 days.
Yes.
353 days, as a matter of fact.
My goodness, we don't have enough time to get to them all.
No, but let's just cover some of those, can't we?
Okay.
Start talking about
number one, the jobs.
So we're going to list them off, 173 things.
Oh, you want to list them?
Go ahead.
Okay. Jobs. The unemployment rate for black Americans dropped to an all-time low in December to 6.8%. The previously month low was 7.4% in 2000. The government's been tracking unemployment by race since 1972. The overall unemployment rate is just 4.1%.
The historical, and this is one thing the Lord showed to Brianna Bolander
yes.
about that Donald Trump would be the best president ever in regards to a breakthrough for the African-American people. And now we're seeing the lowest unemployment rate in the history for African-American. Yes, awesome.
And 4.1%, that's below
total.
Every single month of the previous administration last year.
Right.
Stocks, the Dow Jones Industrial Average traded above 25,000 points for the first time in January the 4th, just 5 weeks after closing above 24,000 points for the first time.
Like 85 records.
Yes. December, counterterrorism. The Trump administration announced December 29th that the United States will deny Pakistan military aid amounting to $255 million. A spokesman for the National Security Council explained that President Trump has made it clear that the United States expects Pakistan to take decisive action against terrorists and militants.
And Senator Rand Paul's talking about taking that money that was going to be given to Pakistan, who's been funding terrorism and harboring terrorists,
yes.
to use it to be able to build a wall to protect us from the things that are happening that we talked about in other programs prophetically.
Absolutely.
It's so important.
EPA reform, more than 700.
That was very important because what was the guy that talked about the book Nudge, I believe it was, and that San Sunstein?
Sal or
no,
Cuss? No.
Anyway, Sunstein, I think his last name is. He talked about
Cass
Sunstein. He says what you can do is regulate your way to control the people, basically.
And they did a lot of regulations.
And that's how you're looking at all these regulations. And EPA, right here, 700 people have left the EPA since he's gotten in office. That's
yes.
huge because people were going to jail for using their own property. And it was crazy some things that were going on, but it was really happening.
The United Nations, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, announced days after the U.N. General Assembly condemned the U.S. for recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital that Washington negotiated a $285 million cut in the global body's bloated budget.
So they voted wrongly to say, we're not going to support America, who's funding this thing, 60% I believe it is, something like that. And they said, as soon as they voted no, they said, okay, $285 million out of your budget.
$255 from Pakistan, $285 from the United
Nations.
That's
half a billion.
That's half a billion dollars.
We're only $20 billion in debt. He's like paying
debt. Off. Paying bills.
Didn't Kim Clement give a prophetic word that God would give this particular presidency something that seems like a brilliant move to be able to pay off the debt? Pastor John Kilpatrick talked about it as well, and that and release the treasure trove of finances over America. I mean, it's
happening.
It's happening. You know, prepare yourself for it and understand. Yeah. And that's one thing that we're doing at VFNKB, VFN Kingdom Business, VFNKB.com. You know, you got to position yourself. It's not about just being that you can sing a song or something. It's about, can you function in society? Are you moving in the right spheres of culture that God's called you to be a light and impacting that?
Absolutely.
Because I really believe that if you had a conversation with President Trump, because I think of him more like a Cyrus, he would look at us as a church and said, get busy. Do what
do
you're
something.
Supposed to do.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I believe he would say.
Human rights. President Trump on December 21st signed an executive order cracking down on individuals and groups that his administration deems to be perpetrators or enablers of human rights abuses and corruption. The order declared national emergency related to serious human rights abuse and corruption around the world and imposed sanctions on 13 individuals. Wow. Tax reform. Speaker of the House Paul Ryan, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell praised President Trump December 20th for his leadership in the passage of the biggest tax overhaul in
3.2 trillion dollars. Listen, God just gave you, through our leaders, $3.2 trillion, and you'll see it in your paychecks around February 2018, and that's exactly when the prophetic word that God gave through Cindy Jacobs that said the swamp creatures would be fighting, draining the swamp up until 10 months, which was February 2018, and that's exactly when we're going to see the money in our paychecks.
Reportedly, $4 trillion that's being held overseas is coming back into our country. $4 trillion.
Well, we'll have a lot of time, so let's just read just the top headline right
Regulatory
there.
Regulatory reform.
Yes.
Climate.
Yeah, he canceled the Paris Accord. We got out of
Yes. ISIS. He's took back ISIS. He's decimated ISIS.
Yes.
In the short amount of time that he's been there.
I just saw a Muslim this morning. It's decimated and destroyed, but the very fact that ISIS is not there anymore. They have to rebuild it, and that's actually. We don't have enough time to we'll have this available for you on the torch, at vfnkb.com. But understand this, that. God is moving in such a powerful way. This is huge. You remember James Foley, this American journalist, Christian journalist that has an awesome testimony his parents gave. He was writing back and forth to his parents. He was beheaded by ISIS. A soldier in Great Britain was beheaded on the streets of Great Britain. And our former president was going, this is like a new normal.
That's right.
And we had citizens in Oklahoma. She was at her workplace and her coworker beheaded her and didn't even talk. We had the Fort Hood shootings that was taking place. ISIS has been uttered. There's going to be a lot of scattering and smattering that takes place. But this is huge things. And there's so many things that have been accomplished. This is an answer to your prayers. As a matter of fact, the Lord said specifically, God heard your prayers. God heard the prayers. And Dutch Sheets talked about this. We'll have more about that. And he said that shifted everything. And this is what God told him. We now have the air. The church now has the air. And then whoever controls the air controls the outcome and wins. We've got to pray for you, and we're coming to a close. But we're so encouraged. We're so thankful what God's continue to pray for our president. Like Pastor John Kilpatrick said, understand if God's blessing you to be used, you're also going to be a target of the enemy. Father God, we pray for our president. We pray protection over him and his wife Melania and his son and his daughter, Father God, and his extended family and the cabinet, Father God, and our leaders, Father God. We thank you for what they're doing.
Yes.
We pray for more judges to be put in across the land, Father God. Lord, purge our nation of judges that hate our Constitution, that hate you, that hate the American people and the freedom that we have, and put in people that have your heart for this nation and your plan, Father God. And Lord, we ask you, Lord, end abortion. Send revival. Send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.